And it is Mardi Gras weekend in St. Louis, and joining us on the KMOX guest line right now is one of the founders of Mardi Gras. He's the reason we have it here in St. Louis. He started Mardi Gras, Inc. He's none other than Brian Wabi. Mr. Wabi, top of the morning to you, sir.
Top of the morning to you, sirs.
And this is the weekend that you, when you started, how long ago did you start the Mardi Gras?
Well, so Mardi Gras has actually been around in St. Louis for 44 years. We started Mardi Gras Inc. 24 years ago. So I've done this for a long time. But it's a great tradition for St. Louis, and we're excited to invite more than, I don't know, a few people to Soulard tomorrow for the big parade. We got the mayor's ball tonight, lots of festivities at Union Station around that. And then tomorrow, 11 o'clock, the Grand Parade, the Bud Light Grand Parade steps off at 11 right there from Broadway and Shoto and parades through the Soulard neighborhood. We got over 80 units in this year's parade,
wow,
which will be a spectacle in and of itself. And we're just looking forward to having a great time with a lot of people and celebrating the beginning of Lent.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I'm one of those people who will be stuffing themselves into their tuxedos, hoping it fits this evening going to the ball. That's obviously a paid event, Brian. But
yes,
tomorrow, most of the events, if not all of the events, are free. Tell us a little bit about what people can do, where they can park, and come down and participate on what's supposed to be a really pretty day.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Well, first of all, there are still tickets available for a couple of the events. We've got Mayor's Ball tonight, the Blues Alumni Tent along the parade route tomorrow, a light party tent. Still have a couple of tickets available for that. Folks can get tickets at stlmardigras.org. That's our website. But, yeah, folks, we want folks to come down and have fun. There's plenty of parking not in Soulard. So, park downtown, take a little stroll down the parade route. We're encouraging folks to use rideshare, both on the way down here, but more importantly, on the way home. We want everybody to go home safely after they may have imbibed just a bit. I know that's Michael, you and I will not be imbibing.
We'll have Bible study instead.
Yes, in Bible study. I'm a little struggling this morning because I had a little imbibement last night. I've had a little imbibement for the last couple of weeks here at Mardi Gras.
Well, it's always a big lead up, but you know, Brian, what's incredible about Mardi Gras is not only has it become a St. Louis thing, but it's expanded and draws people from all over the region. And this makes quite an economic impact on St. Louis, fills up hotel rooms and fills up restaurants, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, we were, when we started this thing, never thought that it would turn into what it's become, but it's part of what we do. It's part of St. Louisans. And, you know, we talk about folks around the region. We bring people in from around the country and around the world to celebrate our Mardi Gras here in St. Louis, which is, one of the biggest pre-Lenten celebrations in North America.
It's the second largest, right?
It depends on the Bureau of Mardi Gras standards is not really dictates, hasn't shipped out the list of the biggest ones. I'd say we're pretty close to the top of the list after New Orleans.
Yeah, and who's the Grand Marshal of the parade this year?
It's none other than St. Louis SC President and CEO, Carolyn Kendall.
Well,
she's our second Regina. We've had Rexes and one Regina before, and now she's our second Regina.
You know who that previous Regina was?
I do not.
I do.
Melissa
yeah,
Kelly, my own sister.
Oh, wow. The Grand
was
Marshall.
The Regina of the Mardi Gras at one
impressive.
Time.
That's impressive.
Yes.
And lots of fun and activities. There's all these tents up. If folks, if you've not experienced this before, I mean, it is a party and a big one, and it's going to go on. The mayor's ball tonight, you say, is a paid. You have to just pay money and show up, huh? Is that how that works?
Yeah, no, but the proceeds from that event go to the Mardi Gras Foundation, which is our charitable arm, and that organization gives back to the Soulard neighborhood. You know, this is a this neighborhood here is a residential neighborhood. I mean, folks think about it as a big place to party, but there are a lot of wonderful people who live here. And what we do with the foundation is give back to the neighborhood. So Mardi Gras is a party with a purpose, and we're always trying to put, do improvements to the neighborhood. So we've paid for trees and fencing around the parks and period lighting through the neighborhood. So we're trying to always improve the neighborhood so we leave it better than we found it.
And Brian Wabi has been our guest. He's been one of the founders of Mardi Gras, Inc., Mardi Gras going on this week. Brian, give the website one more time that has all the information that people can get.
STLMARDGRAS.org.
He is Brian Wabi. Happy Mardi Gras. Let the good times roll, my friend.
Laissez les bon temps rouler.